This is Today in History for August the 14th. On this day in 1935, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. In 1951, newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst, 88, died in his Beverly Hills, California home. Back in 2003, a major power outage knocked out power across the eastern United States and parts of Canada.
We are in the midst of what appears to be a colossal and history-making blackout.
Beginning at 4:10 p.m., 21 power plants shut down in just 3 minutes. 50 million people were affected, including residents of New York, Cleveland, and Detroit, as well as Toronto and Ottawa, Canada.
Mayor Bloomberg's advice is to go straight home.
The subway system is down.
Ottawa is completely without power now.
Although power companies were able to resume some service in as little as 2 hours, power remained off in other places for more than a day.
People trapped in elevators and buildings, they have activated the emergency command center.
An investigation by a joint U.S.-Canadian task force traced the problem back to an Ohio company, First Energy Corporation. When the company's Eastlake plant shut down unexpectedly after overgrown trees came into contact with a power line, it triggered a series of problems that led to a chain reaction of outages. And on this day, back in 1967, folk singer Joan Baez performed a free concert on the grounds of the Washington Monument, just one day after she'd been denied the use of Constitution Hall by the Daughters of the American Revolution because of her opposition to the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War. A movement is born at the Washington Monument, August 14th, 1967, on this day in history.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again.